All right, welcome back. Cohort 2, group 2. Did we decide?
No, we're definitely not saying cohort.
We didn't decide, right?
We definitely didn't decide on cohort, Richard.
I mean, I've been calling it cohort 2.
I mean, you say a lot of things.
I think
I can type the word cohort, but I can't say the
word. You can't
say
it. You said it wrong right now.
Whatever it is, man.
What was it? Cohort?
Court?
Court?
Group 2. Season 2.
Group 2.
I'll type it, but I won't say it.
We went away with the months because we started at the end of the month, but... Yeah, so our April, we'll just go by the date. So our April 26th group is here with us today, Kwajay.
Okay, that's good. I can go with that.
Yeah, and I'm excited. This group of creatives is a pretty creative group, and I think we're bringing it the second time around, man.
Yeah, it's always exciting, and I think I tell you all the time when we get that social post going and the buzz and the shares and the comments, you know, always lets us know we're on the right path. But, you know, folks are really excited about this trio, if you will.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of them in their individual circles are doing their own thing. And I think what the whole basis of Behind the Glass is being able to showcase people that are basically doing things that are creative and at the same time in their own craft, being able to showcase individual creative expression that is both inviting to, you know, help impact others around them. And it's great to be able to do that on the second month.
Yeah. And it's also super exciting to catch folks at different points of that trajectory. Right. So like, you know, whether you picked up the camera or started designing or started painting like a week ago and it's great, or you started doing it 5 years ago and, you know, this is kind of that next step for you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So when we come back, we'll be here to talk with Jen, Skylar, and Haley.
Welcome to the world of Punches and Popcorn, where we dive into the bone-breaking and kung-fu-kicking world of martial arts cinema. Join us on the path as we explore a new movie every episode, discussing the history, fighting styles, science, and more from a broad range of fight films. Everything from Bruce Lee to Jean-Claude Van Damme to John Wick. There's plenty of room in our temple of couch potato style. So listen in and subscribe to Punches and Popcorn on your favorite podcast app.
All right, and we're back with our April 26th artists. And we're going to start off with Jen. How you doing, Jen?
I'm good.
Nice and quiet and shy. All right. So
introverted.
Awesome. So Jen, so how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Awesome. So what's your medium?
Film photography.
All right. Any digital?
I used to shoot digital, but I sold my digital camera, so it's just film.
Gotcha. So what has got you into film? What is the difference? Why did you move away from digital?
Well, I actually stopped taking photos for 6 years, and I got back into it with film, and I think I liked that there would be an element of surprise, mm-hmm. not knowing what I would get, not being able to see the picture on the back of my camera, mm-hmm. and I also knew that I wanted to develop my own film, and that would be something I could get into.
Right. At that element of surprise and not knowing how something's going to come out, waiting to get it developed. I used to always love taking point and shoots, those instant cameras when I was little, and just winding it up. You know, I was always asking my mom to take it from her and just winding it all the time. I used to love hearing that winding noise all the time. And it was a great joy doing that. So for me personally, I love shooting film. I have so many film cameras right now that have film in them that still... have to finish. Always wait for a special occasion. Do you find it hard to finish roles at times?
For sure. And a lot of times, like I say, one shot, one kill. So I only like to take one picture of something, like one shot. That's right. It. I don't really like to shoot multiple frames of one subject. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it takes me a while.
Gotcha. All right. So what do you... So... Now that you're shooting with film, do you ever feel like you miss the draw of digital, like the instant gratification of seeing something?
Not at all. I love surprises. I love having to wait to see what I get. I love developing my film. It's one of my favorite things. Mm-hmm. And now I've also started making prints in the darkroom.
Nice.
Which has been just a whole other thing. Mm-hmm. And it's been really fun. I don't miss editing digital pictures mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. And you know, I felt like I took editing. So many pictures.
Yeah. Editing is like my, please stop. I can't do this.
Because we've had all different people in where some people just love that process of diving in and polishing something and, you know, just going through and like, oh, taking this grain or adding this grain and popping this and that. Mm-hmm. And I completely understand, like, editing this stuff can get tedious and tiresome.
For sure.
And sometimes we're just recording and sending.
Right.
And then sometimes we have some shows that are editing for hours at a time. And some people just love that process of like driving to it. But I kind of appreciate that. Yeah, hey, if you didn't capture it, it's not there.
Right.
Yeah. For sure. And where do you process and develop your own film?
So I process all my film at home. I started shooting film in 2022. Mm-hmm. And before I shot that first role, I knew I was going to develop it. I had everything. I'd watched all the videos. I'd done all the research. I developed a roll of color film first and then a roll of black and white. And I've done 71 rolls so far. Wow.
You've been counting. Look at that.
Yeah. I keep track.
Do you keep all the rolls still? After I did.
That's a momentum. And then like I threw some out but now I'm keeping them again. I have them all.
Good.
Yeah. I have them in a jar. And yeah. And then I just started making prints in February of this year at Flower City Arts, an amazing
resource.
Shout out
to Flower City Arts.
Yes. And Devin was my teacher and they were wonderful. So I started making prints in February and I've spent about 17 hours in the dark room so far and about $150 on photo paper. It's an expensive hobby.
It's worth it though.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely worth it.
I love that process in the dark room when you get it into the bath and you like watch that print come to life or you're like dodging and burning. Like when it comes to editing, like being in the dark room is fun to edit because you're dodging and burning that photo as opposed to like sitting looking at a screen. Like there are, you know, we've had a ton of photographers in the gallery that love that process, like Narada and Rob Bell. Like they love to edit. I would rather not. Like what I see coming out of that camera, that's really, you know, maybe I'm tweaking just a little bit, but that beauty of film and that surprise of, did I get the shot or didn't I? And the times, maybe this doesn't happen for you, but it's happened for me where I don't get the shot on film and I remember exactly what that moment was, even without the shot. And I feel like when you shoot a lot of digital, it's kind of, you know, lost in translation. Like, yeah, that's the moment. It's kind of close to that moment and, you know, you're kind of good with it.
So. For sure. Yeah. And editing prints is a whole other thing. Yeah. Like trying to edit prints. I'm actually bringing a print that I decided I'm not touching. It had a scratch on the negative and I just left it. I tried to touch it up and
just let it ride.
I definitely don't like doing that. Yeah.
Let it ride. Yeah. What brought you to capturing moments? Like what was your journey to that place?
Well, I feel like I've always liked capturing moments. I'm really sentimental. I like documenting my life and using pictures to remember moments. So I got a Polaroid camera when I was 10 and I used that thing a lot. And I was always the friend, like before phones, who brought cameras with me places and I'd take pictures and give my friends a copy. You know, I'd get doubles.
Yeah.
And
the good old days.
Yeah. And then I bought a DSLR in 2009 and I taught myself and I bought a better one in 2012. And I really got serious taking pictures. I started taking pictures for acquaintances of their kids or their families. And then my younger brother died suddenly in 2015 and my mom died suddenly in 2016. And I stopped taking pictures. I didn't take pictures again. Other than like, you know, photos at Christmas or something on my phone. But I didn't take pictures for 6 years until I got into film.
What was it? Like what put that camera back into your hand again?
You know, I'm a creative person in general. I like making things or like writing poetry sometimes or whatever I can get into. And I think slowly those things started coming back into my life. And then I started thinking, you know, I think I want to start taking pictures again and film was that thing, like I said, that mm-hmm. I knew I could, I like getting into stuff. I like figuring things out, and I figured it would be a fun process with developing and everything.
It's, yeah, and then you went down the rabbit hole.
And then I went down the rabbit hole, yeah. And I hope I always do. I'm holding this hobby very gently this time around.
Mm-hmm.
I love that, you know, just kind of finding your way back to it and then, you know, kind of fully immersing yourself in that process, but even just the technical side of it. So, you know, a lot of folks, you know, myself included, it's like, I don't want to play with chemicals and develop this and let someone else do it. But I love that process of, you know, being in a dark room, but then sometimes like let someone else do that too. So being able to like fully immerse yourself in that project is, yeah.
It's really fun. And the turnaround time is really quick.
Right. Oh, yeah. You go home and one, and two, three, you're good to go.
Yeah.
So now you're working on this collective project.
Yeah, the Lilac Collective.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about this.
Really cool. So Viv, Amber, and I came together. We met through Behind the Glass. And I think we all had similar thoughts in mind that we wanted to see more women and queer creatives represented in this community. And we were gathering at Amber's studio and it just kind of came to be. And we had our first photo walk on Sunday and we had a great turnout. And we're putting together a zine. Viv's working on it right now as we speak. And it's been really great because we got a bunch of submissions for that. And we're so grateful that people want to be a part of this with us. It's really cool. This community is phenomenal, amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Love to watch those connections happen. Mm-hmm. And I've said a million times on these podcasts that I could not take another photo again for the rest of my life and be satisfied with just resharing and supporting the work that's out there. And so, you know, the work of, you know, Amber and Viv are both alum of Behind the Glass. And, you know, just kind of seeing that community build and, you know, folks going out and taking photos and, you know, creating space. And there's a couple other groups that are doing similar in terms of like coming together and saying, you know, let's motivate each other in a common way. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah. We love to see it all the time. Yeah. And it's great because every reception we have, we see more and more people come out and support other artists. And it's just so great to see.
I think some people are like, you know, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but it's really the 6 degrees of Behind the Glass, right? Like drawing a line back to someone that you met or you saw for the first time or you were curious about their work and, you know, you bumped into them. And sometimes that's me. You know, I'm the person. Richard says this person's up next. And I'm like, wow, that's... And then you kind of go down that rabbit hole. So real excited to have you in this space.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, when we come back, we'll come to our next artist.
Hey there, coffee lovers. Do you want to make your morning cup of Joe something special? Let's talk about Joe Bean Coffee, a gem right here in Rochester. I'm Chris Lindstrom, host of the Food About Town podcast and co-founder of Lunchador. I've been a longtime fan of Joe Bean. Kathy, Dina, and the whole team are passionate about their coffee and this city, and it comes through in every cup of Joe Bean coffee that I brew at home. Joe Bean has been a part of Rochester for years, over a decade, building lasting community and a sense of belonging for everyone who loves coffee. Next time you need beans, head over to Joe Bean's Roastery at 565 Blossom Road in Rochester or shop online at joebeanroasters.com. Even better, subscribe to Joe Bean's Perpetual Joy, and you'll receive freshly roasted beans on your schedule and never be without your favorite coffee. Joe Bean is more than just coffee. It's a community, a commitment, and a cup full of care.
And we're back with our next artist. Up next to bat is Sky. How you doing, Sky?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So... what are you bringing to the table with your medium?
So I do film photography.
Oh,
started a couple years ago.
What's a couple years ago?
Maybe like 2022-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty fresh. Yeah. And so what got you into it?
I had cameras growing up, but like digital cameras. But I went on a trip to Philly with a partner at the time and just picked up a disposable on the way.
That's how you do it.
And that's how I did it, yeah.
Just pick it up and just...
What was the brand of the disposable?
Fujifilm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Like a chokehold on...
I'm telling you.
Yeah, Fujifilm was like the thing with disposable.
Yeah, for sure.
I think a lot of people like didn't know what they had at the time.
What's funny is those Fujifilm disposables were then printed on Kodak paper. So it was like this fun game. But yeah, I think everyone at some point had a Fuji disposable.
Fujifilm era, yeah.
Actually just found one in like packaging at home that I might just pop out and take it for a spin.
Yeah, why not?
So how did it feel once you like started really getting into it? Like I know in the beginning you started, you know, did you really feel like you were amateur at the time, or did you like really like start taking it more seriously towards the end of it? Like,
definitely felt like an amateur at the start. I started with like all disposables. I think I went through like 5 or 6 before I got my film camera, and I've had that for about a year, and even still, I definitely feel like an amateur.
I think we all do. We all get that imposter syndrome where it's like, oh God. We look at our old pictures a lot of times and we're like, yo, what were you thinking? Like, who was that guy? But yeah, I think that's what it is a lot of times. But now, I mean, your work's great. We look at it and we share it. And this week you're hosting Explore Rochester, which is, you know, you got some great work up right now, which is awesome.
Yeah, that little image. Wow.
That was on a disposable.
What a beautiful photograph.
Thank you.
And, you know, the little is one of those places, and I think you said it in your caption, that people photograph. Like, they photograph it all the time. They also included in, it's probably maybe the most included next to the High Falls in Explore Rochester.
Yeah.
Right.
But I've never seen an image of the little like that. Like, wow. And that, Vicky had done a photograph of High Falls, and I said the same thing. Like, I had never seen High Falls look like that in all of the images. And that made me stop. Like, I'm scrolling through, and it, like, made me stop in my tracks. It was just a stunning image of the little.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and Q got a little back and forth of text of some saturated images that we see a lot of in our reels and in our Instagram feeds. And there's a lot of ones that catch our eye. We're like, yo, this is the one. But yeah, good stuff. Great stuff. Just like Jen, like she takes film, you know, never going back to digital, right? Are you going to ever go back to digital? Do you like digital? Do you shift back and forth?
So when I did digital, like when I was a kid, it was just like crappy little digital cameras. Yeah. I thought about getting a DSLR, but I think that's in the future. Right. I think film is what I'm doing for now.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, when you're shooting, like, what do you actually try to capture when you're doing it? Do you just go out and just, you know, look for candid moments? Do you just go out and just get into a place of zen? That's what I try and do when I'm out there, like, photo walking. I'm just like, whatever I can see and just, I feel it. Boom, put on some lo-fi and just zone out.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I think it's just like a perspective or just a moment that I see when I'm out that I want to capture. I've been playing around with double exposures too.
Nice.
So
okay.
Kind of looking at different like shadows and how it might look layered over some other scene that I'm seeing.
Right. And you develop locally or do you develop?
I usually go to Scott's or Prowse. I've been going to
Prowse
a lot too.
Prowse is nice too. Okay.
Shout out Prowse.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
People forget about that sometimes.
No, it's like you walk in and it's like walking into a time machine.
Yeah.
Super chill spot.
Yeah. Okay. So how does it feel to be part of a gallery? Like to be chosen to be part of a gallery?
It feels good. I definitely feel imposter syndrome because I haven't been doing this for a long time.
All right. Well, because I bring that up because I think that's one of the notions that, you know, Kwajay and I, we talk about that. You know, we implemented this gallery for that reason. We want to be able to showcase people that are up and coming, that are, you know, just picking up a camera just recently and just showcasing and doing the everyday thing of just creating and showcasing their work normally, you know what I mean? And so we want to be able to give them the platform to, you know, showcase that for other people so that they can have the, you know, the courage to do that also. So that's why we want to give you guys that platform to have the stage and behind the glass.
Yeah, it feels really good. And it definitely gives me a lot of like confidence moving forward and creative stuff.
That's awesome. So
is this your first time?
Yeah, showing any of my work anywhere.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Love to hear it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
So is it mostly just, environments, or do you have like another direction you would like to go down or try to go down? That's something you're not quite there with that you're really reaching for?
So I've been doing self-portraits lately, which I find really fulfilling, because I've been doing a lot of modeling too, which is another thing that I've enjoyed doing. And I think I like seeing the contrast in perspectives between like photographers that I'm modeling for and modeling for myself.
Well, what I'm kind of wondering when you mentioned that is, you know, you're shooting film, mm-hmm. which means there's a lot of setup, right? There's a lot of planning, yeah. a lot of logistics to set yourself up for success. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, like, what is that process of going through and setting up where you're both capturing a vision of what you want to accomplish with the with that picture of you, mm-hmm. but also technically setting up to capture that vision. So you're directing, you're, you know, acting essentially, and you're also the technical person all at the same time.
Yeah, it's a lot. I currently don't even have a tripod, so it's a lot of stacking my camera on various objects.
So many small boxes.
It's fantastic because Sky had like posted a video, or maybe it was mm-hmm. behind the scenes, and it was like all of these things like stacked up, and I was like, that's the way you,
yeah.
especially with like a film camera, like that's wild to think about.
It's tricky.
And it was just incredible. But then the results were like mind blowing. I mean, tripods are cool, but they're also like annoying, and yeah. you got to remember to have a cat tower that I can stack stuff on.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of limiting too, because it puts you in a certain mindset of where you can put something.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus, hey, you have to be creative with how you do that. I mean, yeah, the cat can knock it off the cat tree, yeah. which gives you a whole other vantage point.
it's really good stuff. And I know Jen's kind of in that same boat too. You're like, oh, I had some photos taken. Like, you've had some photos taken that are like incredible, the both of you, but also by like, you know, some folks that are also behind the glass, alum in many cases. So Amber and Rudy and Aaron, yeah. you know, shout out to all of them, and other folks too. And, you know, it's interesting to kind of, you know, see that work and then how you bring it into your own work.
Right.
Like what's that been like for you?
I'm playing around with like my perspective of myself and kind of having the control over how I'm perceived a little bit more. Like, I love modeling for like Amber, Aaron, Rudy. They're all great photographers. I love how those photos turn out.
Yeah.
But it's really cool to be able to like have all of the control in the shoot and the setup and all of that.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, I've said privately, but also publicly, like Aaron's one of my favorite, like just their execution,
right.
Rudy is the guy. And what's interesting about Rudy is his time at Behind the Glass was one of his, like, I think it was the first time.
Really?
And it's wild to think that was last February.
Right.
And you know, Rudy's an incredible photographer, and like, you know, those folks make you feel comfortable, you know, when they have a camera in your face.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And then, you know, shout out to Amber. Like, you know, I don't go in front of a camera often, and you know, she captured me and I was like, these are great, my Crocs are in a shot, like this is fantastic. But it was really cool just to kind of be in that space. So yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I know I've run across her pictures around, and you know, often there's not a lot of pictures that just stop you because there's a vision behind it, and there's, you know, an identity of, hey, this is how she's capturing something. But a lot of the personal photography she's done recently, you know, of her friends and everything has been really striking. And it's like, oh, I need to stop for a second, actually look at these. And it's one of those great luxuries being around this more often now, is I've gotten to know so many people, but to see their perspective of you
yeah.
has to be, you know, like you said, you're reckoning with that all the time. Hey, yeah. This is their perspective. And it's got to be a little jarring sometimes to see it after.
Yeah, sometimes. And I usually like all of the photos that I see. Like, even if I don't particularly like how I look, I can still view it as like a piece of art.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you get getting used to like, getting your picture taken.
Hate it. Yeah, you. Q sent me a pic.
I think Viv took your shots, and I was like, man, these are fire.
For real.
And I'm like, dude, like Viv nailed it. Movie. Yeah.
For real. Yeah, she.
That's great.
Viv did great shots of me too, and Amber did great shots of me also in their studios. It was awesome. And then Viv did a great shoot of me in the Mount Hope Cemetery, which is awesome. So yeah, great creatives creating great things.
Yeah,
all around. Also, Jen, I want to go back to Jen too. I apologize.
Go ahead.
First time in a gallery as well. How does it feel?
Cool. It feels great. Like, I mean, the people who have been in behind the glass so far, I mean, it's really inspiring to see where those people were when they were doing their first show and how they've grown since that time and what all of these people are doing with their work. It's very inspiring. It's really cool.
Yeah. What I love, and Q loves this too, we talk about all the time, is the fact that when people come after, when they've been in the gallery and they come to the receptions after that and they start talking and conversing with the artists that are currently there on the wall, start talking about their work and the process behind it. It's just a great collaborative, like just cohesive environment.
It's a really cool spirit.
It's really great. It's a great atmosphere. It's awesome.
And we often share, you know, because I think people think that imposter syndrome only happens to...
Oh my God, yeah.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
Richard and I, the first time we were on a wall was 2022.
Yeah.
So it's not like, man, we've been, displaying our work all over the place. It was 2022 that we went on a wall. And then in 2023, it was like, let's give other folks the same feeling and experience that we had the first time we went up. And so that's really the catalyst. But, you know, the imposter syndrome happens anytime I hit the on button or anytime I see something that I want to capture. Like it's a way of life, and, you know, you put it out there to the world and, you know, some will love it, some will hate it, but, you know, it's really how it makes you feel. And I kind of get that spirit from the folks that are in the space and definitely here today.
For sure. All right. So thank you, Sky. And when we'll be back, we'll be finishing off with our last artist.
We're rolling right into it, Richard.
And we're back.
That was great. That was fantastic. Okay.
Remember, that was a quick.
Real quick break. Zero break.
It was just a break please, for me to go.
It's where we.
Okay.
It was going too smooth. And so we have to have a place in here where we tease Richard a little bit. And that was it. Thank you so much, Chris.
So, Haley, how you doing?
Super. How are you doing?
Oh my gosh.
I'm doing great. Haley, I'm really happy to have you here, part of our crew our second cohort. You've been doing great things in the creative space. I've been seeing you on the walls. Your art is amazing. I gotta say, the one piece let me let you talk. Oh my God. I'll talk about your work. Sorry. So what is your medium? What do you bring into the table?
I do digital art.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah.
And there's one piece that I remember seeing yours from a while ago. It stands out, and you're probably going to remember it, and you're going to be like, that piece of all pieces. It's this the ghost face with the, I think I pulled it up on your Instagram.
The glass of wine.
Yes, with the glass of wine. It's a ghost face digital piece that she did with the glass of wine. He's got blood all over him. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's hilarious. It's really cute.
Oh, thank you. I love ghost. That's my favorite movie.
Yeah, Scream, I love it. So it's a Scream ghost face with a glass of wine holding. I love it. But yeah, I love your work. It's great. It's very distinct. It's very cute. It's great. It has like a whole like essence to it. And I really, really appreciate you being part of our group. I think it's a good flow. We have a great great cohort. I love it.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your work. Where'd you start and, you know, what, you know, got you into your creative expression and how you started?
Well, I always drew, but not digital. I drew just like with a mechanical pencil. I drew like anime characters.
Did you pretend it was like a needle, like when you're little, and throw it in your arm like everybody else, or no?
Yes. Yes, I did. Plenty of times.
I think everybody at school, the arts did that, because that's what I did.
Yeah, no, I definitely did all that. And then I also stopped drawing for a while because just life happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I worked at Cafe Sasso and worked with a lot of creative people who said, no, you should start doing art again. And like, even if people don't like it or whatever, just put it out there if you like it. And then that started, and now I just can't stop.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, there's something about being in those spaces with people who are doing something or trying to do something. It doesn't matter if you're accomplishing, but at least trying.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about coffee shops that brings those people together.
Yeah.
And it's always great to see, you know, those spurs come off of like places that are gathering spaces, and people maybe get that motivation from somebody else or find someone that you wouldn't have seen before that gives you that motivation to go to the next thing.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like, I'm still friends with the people who told me to do it, and they were like, now look, you almost didn't do it, and now you're showing and having fun and you're meeting so many people. I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
I guess this life satisfying thing was worth its time.
Little life is pretty good.
I think if you don't say, yeah, I guess, like, it's not like real. Like, I think I say, yeah, I guess all the time. I'm like, yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, sure. Just because, like, you know, I think it's just human nature as a creative too, or, you know, not. You know, if you're not continuing to grow, like, what are you doing kind of thing? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. What I'm kind of wondering, so my wife is also a digital artist. She works mostly in Illustrator, designing for merchandise and things like that she sells. When you're talking about digital artwork, what do you prefer to work in? Are you doing vector or painting, or how do you like to put your digital work in?
So I use Procreate. I haven't even tried another, just because now I'm very comfortable with it, but I would love to branch out.
Do you do it on like on a tablet or on
my iPad? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like the first iPad ever created. I have a very old.
Hey, it works though.
It does.
There you go.
Yeah, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Right.
Exactly.
Do you use your finger, pen? Like what do you?
No, I have a pen.
Okay.
I do have a pen.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm not an artist in terms of like drawing or anything, but I was like, I'll download Procreate. Let's see what happens. And I like uninstalled it in a half hour. I was like, this, what am I thinking?
Yo, I did the same thing.
Huh?
I did the same thing.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, let me watch this. I got the pen. I'm going to do some stuff. And
nope.
I did one piece, and it was like a sketch of a photo I had taken of Frederick Douglass, and I like shared it with someone, and they were like, just keep taking.
Turn into Frederick Douglass.
They were like, keep taking pictures, and I was
Frederick,
like, got
Douglas.
It. Frederick Douglass. That was all I needed to hear.
I love that you had the exact opposite experience, or like, yo, that whole motivation thing, we're going to definitely tamp you down and make sure you don't go down this road.
So I'm happy that at Cafe Sasso, folks were like, you should do it, and in my personal circle, they were like, stick with the things that you're good at.
Maybe download, give it another shot.
Yeah, maybe.
You never know.
Maybe. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
She's gonna push you now.
Yeah, I don't.
Future behind the glass? No.
No.
Well,
for real.
In front of the glass.
What are the things you like to work on in Procreate? Are you doing like creatives, or do you have different styles you go after?
It really just depends on my mood that day, I guess. Honestly, ever since seeing the Barbie movie, I use a lot of colors, a lot of pinks, a lot of like the ink pen. You really just use one pen in the whole thing. I'll like branch out a little bit, but mostly just lines.
Okay.
I like lines. Even if they're shaky and not very good, I still leave it because I like it.
What's your favorite color to work with?
Pink right now.
Pink? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something striking about it. You know, I end up wearing a lot of it because it's, you know, it's got that visual pop that, like, your eye can't, you can't take your eyes away from it.
No, it's a very happy color right now. I don't know.
You did have a pink mohawk you showed me last week.
Oh, no. Orange, Richard. Come on.
I thought it was pink.
Don't blaspheme me, Richard.
I thought it was pink. It was orange? Everything is nice, it was orange. So. It was orange.
Yeah. It was. You think everything is pink.
I do.
I don't know why.
I mean, pink is a cool color.
Yeah, I had my watermelon Crocs on and you're like, oh, you're wearing pink Crocs. I was like, dude, they're watermelon.
It looks pretty pink.
They're pretty much watermelon. That's how I purchased them.
Pretty pink.
I love your Instagram bio. I draw more than horror characters and wine, I swear.
Yeah, I draw a lot of wine.
Yeah, I know. I love wine. I was like looking and I was like, yeah, I love this one. Oh, another one is my favorite. It's more wine. There's another wine. You had a solo show at Alderskeller.
Yes. Right?
How was that?
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing. And Joe also gifted me a bottle of wine.
Was the wine inspired by, or you just love your wine?
I do love my wine. I mean, but it was both. I had a lot of wine pictures ready.
Kind
of
worked out.
What's your favorite wine?
Any dry red wine.
That's what's up. That's right.
I'm the complete. Red gives me a headache almost immediately.
What?
Yeah. If I drink red, I know I'm going to have a headache like at some point.
That means you
got to
drink more.
I'm sorry.
You're not drinking enough. You got to drink more.
Thanks.
Yeah, keep going.
More practice.
Right. There you go. Drink more.
Yeah, because I mean, there's this visual thing about it too, both with the bottles and, you know, there's action in the glass. There's, you know, vibrant colors and all these different aspects, and also environmental, because it can be part of a whole mood having wine in something that you're illustrating.
Yeah, but also just Wine Wednesdays. I have a Wine Wednesday with my friend Skyla, and it's just always the best time ever. I always look forward to that. So I'm like, you know, put it in the art.
Well, and it's been great too, because every time I've gone to a gallery there, you know, you get like Abel Gonzalez from Skernick pouring some amazing samples. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Abel doing amazing work. But, you know, when you're sipping on something and looking at artwork, you know, creates a whole experience, which is kind of fun. And they have done a great job over there.
Oh, yeah.
The environment's so beautiful, and with the work that Stash did on the design. Mm-hmm. And it's been a very very engaging place to go see some shows. I went to see a Vivian show there, which was amazing. The behind the scenes pictures. And I think you were in that as well, right?
Yeah, I was. She had me holding a rack of dishes and she was like, wait, stay there. So I was like, my arms were shaking. I was like, please take it.
Hurry up before I drop this.
That's why I looked a little distressed in the picture. But
it's a great image.
It is. She did a great show.
Yeah. Do you feel like when you're under the influence of wine, you create better?
Honestly, sometimes. Because then I'm just like, I'm just going to draw whatever I'm feeling, not stressing too hard about it. And then
download Procreate and have a bottle.
Not too much. And then you're going to love whatever you make.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love it. I don't know if anyone else will.
It's fine.
I love it.
Well, thank you so much, Haley, for being part of our crew.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great bunch. So right now,
this time, Richard,
we're going to take a break.
We are going to take a break.
And we're going to come back and we're going to finish off.
And then we're going to take another break, I think.
With our crew.
And then we're going to all say
for April 26th.
And we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Pauly Guglielmo, host of the Pauly Guglielmo Show here on the Lunchador Podcast Network, where we talk entrepreneurship and all of the trials and tribulations, pitfalls and rewards, and there are many, of owning a small business. We do interviews with some of your local favorite business owners, learning how they built their brands, the struggles they faced along the way, and what they have in store for the future. And sometimes it's just me detailing my own daily wins and losses. It's called the Pauly Guglielmo Show, and I'd be honored if you'd check it out. New episodes come out every Sunday morning.
All right, we are back, and right now we're just going to go around and just talk about what we're bringing to the gallery. All right, Jen, so what are you bringing to the table, my friend?
I am bringing prints that I've spent hours in the dark room trying to make look good. I'm sure when I print them, like months from now, I'll print them differently. But I'm really happy with what I'm bringing. I'm bringing three images I've never shared. And I think the other two I've archived on my Instagram, so only one is up. But yeah, I'm happy with what I'm bringing.
Awesome.
And the prints are, it's cool. It's cool to print an image in the dark room. It looks a lot nicer than what you see on your screen.
That's awesome. It's great to also print your own stuff, to see it and, you know, see it live too.
It's like nothing like that. That tangible feel, like seeing it like online is great, but all of our phones do different things. Obviously our eyes do different things too, but being able to experience it together is, and I love the idea of like showing work that, you know, maybe folks haven't seen before. You know, there's tons of things that I've taken photos of and I'm like, maybe I'll share it. And then there's stuff that it's like, man, I'm never going to share this. And so if you've not seen the physical print, then you don't, you've not seen it. So I love that idea.
Yeah, and how can people find you online? And if you have any spaces where you want people to find you there?
Sure. I'm only on Instagram, JenCarlson_. And you can also come follow the Lilac Collective. It's the .lilac.collective on Instagram.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Skylar. You're up next. What are you bringing to the gallery for April 26th?
So I actually just got all of my prints made today at Scott's, bringing some self-portraits. I think only a couple of them I've shared before. So I'm excited to share the rest.
Awesome. Where can people find you?
On Instagram at Skylar Dane. SKYLARDAIN. And I'm doing Explore Rochester this week. So
nice.
Oh, it's always a good time. Takes a little bit of work to really pick what you're going to show because you're trying to capture all the different aspects of you in like, what is it? Seven posts?
Yeah. Like eight posts.
Which is a lot to figure out. It's a lot of planning that ends up happening.
Yeah, like between photos and captions. Mm. Captions were harder than photos, the captions honestly. Are harder.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I hate writing so much.
Same.
Some people love it. Not me. Not for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Skylar.
Thank you.
All right. And then Haley, what are we bringing to the gallery?
I'm bringing all new prints that I have not printed yet because... Peter from Editions Printing is printing them now.
Oh, awesome.
But they're going to be new and hopefully good, and they're all going to have wine in them.
Yes, no doubt.
Constant obviously. Theme.
I love it.
All right. Are we having some wine from La Bola at the gallery?
Yeah. If you're lucky, you'll also have wine.
I mean,
sounds like a great idea.
No doubt. Okay.
Wine all around.
All right. Where can people find you?
On Instagram at Haley Flan Art.
Awesome. You also have, we forgot to touch on this, you also have another little adventure that you're doing. So let's plug that real quick.
Yeah. So I'm going to start making tiny personalized cakes for anyone that's interested. Mm. And that's Blushed Cakery on Instagram.
Nice. That's awesome. That's another form of visual, you know, visual arts. I mean, yeah. The people that do amazing work with pastry and cake, it's just a beautiful art form when it's done well.
Yeah.
Wait, is this wine cake?
Yo, she could do wine infused. Yo, yes, do wine infused cake.
Good.
You could do that.
Wow.
I might have to start.
Wine cake.
Never done that before.
Is this
but
cake wine? Oh, I don't know. That give sounds exciting.
So, Quad J, when is the gallery opening for this event?
I have no idea. That's why I
Richard, when is the gallery opening for this event?
26th. Friday.
Yeah, Friday the 26th. We've moved to last Fridays.
Boom.
So it's a great opportunity for folks to come out, hang. The gallery space is still open on first Fridays, just we're not hanging around on those nights. And so it's a good opportunity just to come in and check out the work, connect with the artists, and then on first Fridays getting out to explore and enjoy all of the other great things going on in Rochester.
Awesome. Well, thanks everybody for coming over for another amazing episode of Behind the Glass. Check out all the other shows on the Lunchador Podcast Network. Go to lunchador.org and find a show that fits what you love. And we'll see you behind the glass.
This has been a presentation of the Lunchador Podcast Network.
Sweet Berry Wine!